You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tika Potanu, about the recent government announcements as well as how schools are preparing in case of an Omicron outbreak in Aotearoa. Sorry.
The government announced yesterday that if there were any mass outbreaks of Omicron in the community, the country would move to red within 24 to 48 hours. Do you believe that this would be a sufficient decision?
It's important to remember that we're actually still dealing with Delta around the country. And of course, we've now got Omicron cases that are continuing to arrive and have actually been accumulating at our borders here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, for a while now. And so what's going to be needed is that for any new Omicron cases that do arrive, they need to be stopped and managed carefully, because we need to keep Omicron out of our communities for as long as possible. And there are a number of, you know, serious concerns about this, but one of the main ones also is to avoid our hospital systems from becoming overwhelmed, as we've seen them become in Australia, say, for example.
Do you believe that we should move back to the original alert level system if a possible outbreak gets too out of hand?
I think it's really important that we have all possible tools available to us in order to fight Omicron. Now's the time to be prepared and to be ready for what's coming. And so I'd like to think that was still a possibility if it was going to be needed for us in order to fight Omicron effectively.
With children aged 5 to 11 only just beginning their vaccination process, they're also getting ready to go back to school in just a couple of weeks. So how do we believe that this could be halted with the threat of Omicron?
Yeah, well, look, that our little ones are getting their vaccines now, it is a really big step forward. And they've had to wait quite a long time to get their pediatric Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. And it's great that the vaccination rollout has started for them. So if you recall, of those who were affected by the current Delta outbreak here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, there were a total of 2,302, or 20%, of all of those who got Delta were actually children, tamariki mm-hmm. and tamaiki, aged 9 years and under. And this also did include babies and a six-week-old. So so the focus on our little ones getting their vaccines is quite a critical step for us. And of course, as we've mentioned, because we've got Omicron building at the border, we need to do everything we can to get them vaccinated as quickly as possible. And what's been really encouraging is to see such a strong response to the pediatric vaccination rollout. How this may impact on the returning to school, etc., remains to be seen. And of course, we've got a lot of preparation to make and a lot of work still to do.
We also saw in the adult vaccination rollout that the Māori and Pasifika rates of adult vaccinations were rolled out much slower than they were for Pakeha. Do you think that there's a likelihood that we'd see a similar trend with children in their rollout? And could this have a major effect on those communities?
Yeah, well, certainly it was known from the outset that Māori and Pasifika peoples are vulnerable to being disproportionately impacted and affected by COVID-19, and therefore warranted prioritisation with respect to COVID-19 vaccination, testing and prevention efforts moving forward. And of course, as we all saw, more time was needed for Māori and Pasifik vaccination rates to catch up with other groups, given the initial rollout plan in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and the prioritisation of other groups. Mm-hmm. What has been encouraging is that as a result of a lot of relentless hard work, commitment, energy and effort by Māori and Pasifika teams working tirelessly to drive up vaccination levels and protect our communities by addressing some of the accessibility issues and reducing barriers and building trust, that we've seen vaccination levels for Māori and Pasifik really lift, and that these levels were driven up over a very, very short space of time. And so we now see that Māori who've received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, they've reached 89% for first doses and 84% mm-hmm. for second doses, and 96% of eligible Pacific peoples have received their first dose, and 93% have now been fully vaccinated.
We've been seeing other countries like United Kingdom further decrease their COVID restrictions in the face of Omicron. Could this strategy affect the wider reopening of the New Zealand borders?
So with respect to what it is we need to do moving forward, now is the time for all of us to be getting ready. We need to be prepared for what's coming. And so maintain focus on vaccination, boosters, border controls and public health measures is still needed. So in other words, it's not just going to be one thing that's going to keep us safe, that this has to be a collection of different actions and mechanisms that will be needed in order to continue fighting COVID-19 and to be ready for Omicron. It's also important to emphasise also that there's work for all of us to be doing to keep everyone safe at this time, and also to be ready, because remember, Omicron's high transmissibility is going to lead to increased COVID-19 case numbers in our communities, and this does pose significant risk for our most vulnerable in particular. So overall, an equity focus, you know, across all of our boosters, our vaccination efforts moving forward, but also the appropriate prioritisation, and as mentioned, the boosters, the border controls and our public health measures will still be needed.
In pandemics from the last few centuries, we've seen a similar trend with the new variant, seeing a peak of cases rather than hospitalizations around this time. Could the current rate of Omicron indicate that the peak may pass sooner rather than later?
Well, certainly time will tell, I think, is what will happen here. And certainly we can learn lessons from what we've seen happening in other countries in terms of observing patterns, but also ensuring that we don't make the same mistakes that others have made. And I think what is important to remember here is that we should not be underestimating the potential impact that Omicron could have on Aotearoa New Zealand, and particularly on our most vulnerable. So we need to be preparing at this time, and now is the time to be doing that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add on?
Perhaps just one last thing, Liam, if mm-hmm. that's okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. So look, a take-home message is please stay safe this summer, but also help keep others around you safe as well by getting vaccinated, getting boosted, getting tested, following the guidelines and the rules, but importantly, reaching out to help others to do the same as well.
That was immunologist Dr. Diane Sika-Potanu, on how the country is preparing to fight Omicron.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.